www.thebeatmusic.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Right off the bat, we teed up with our fine friends from Talk Radio News, the true insiders, inside and outside of the Beltway. Ellen Ratner, again, a double dose of Ellen here on America Tonight. Wow, no trips to the Sudan. You're not taking off anywhere exotic. You're not going to see penguins. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, I decided I better stay put relatively for a couple months. I am going to Florida.
All right, Florida doesn't count. That's in the United States, the continental United States anyway. All right, Senator Leahy, talk about this immigration thing. The open letter, Marco Rubio, was it that all the mismatch behind closed doors and the push to act quickly? What's with that?
Well, Marco Rubio wants to take time, but, of course, he wants to take time behind closed doors. That does not sit well with Senator Leahy, and Senator Leahy wrote him an open letter today to say that he believes that all this should take place before the public and should be hurried up. Rubio wants to take it slow. He's obviously running for president.
Very good. That's the litmus test. How about Hillary Clinton? Is Hillary Clinton running in 2016?
Well, you know, everybody says they don't know, and they don't know, but if I'm guessing, I'm going to say she is. I remember when the Clintons left the White House in 2001, and I said, what is the last thing they said? And people said, what was it? I said, we'll be back.
There you go. So there's that was a telling sign.
I think it's too tempting for her not to do it this time.
I think it is, too, because that would be the last chance. Grab the brass ring if she can do it.
Right.
How about the teachers' union deal in Georgia? That test scandal was crazy. And now what are they going to do? They're going to go after the teaching of the test? That's how they're responding to it?
Well, it's interesting. The Georgia Federation of Teachers and the American Federation of Teachers is basically saying, you have taught to the test. And in some places, up to 100 days of school time have been teaching to the test.
Yeah.
And it is time to evaluate students on more different kind of criteria. I can tell you this, Kate. You've seen my interns, and we have a lot of them.
Sure.
The one thing that I find, and these are college students, is that I can send them to a hearing, and they don't get the main idea. And I just want to say, what did you guys do?
They studied for tests.
They studied for tests. They can read a paragraph. But you send them into real-life situations, and they can't get it.
Yeah, that's scary. Boy, that's the opposite of when you grew up, I'm sure, and when I grew up. Do you remember the SRA readers and all that kind of stuff? You had to get to the main point.
I certainly do, and, you know, I have to tell you a funny story. My best friend was always like the teacher's pet, sat next to the teachers. You know, remember those days when they had the teacher's pet and everything?
Yeah.
Well, she admitted to me that she cheated on those SRA things, that she would look up the answers and whatever. I was in shock.
I never cheated, did you?
I didn't either. She didn't. She admitted that to me when she was 50.
Wow. Wow.
I was in shock.
Boy, that brings back memories. All right, so we moved to the U.N., and the U.N. Trade Agreement on Weapons, this was a big thing for a lot of people. I saw giant blaring headlines on Drudge and Wall Street Journal and all over the place.
They're convinced it's going to take away, by eminent domain, our Second Amendment gun rights. It only deals with cross-border trading of guns. The United States is the largest exporter of firearms in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so the trade agreement comes down, and I'm sure on this show we'll be talking about it. You can weigh in at 855.
Well, that's right, because the Senate has to approve by a two-thirds majority any treaty.
Yeah. You can weigh in 855-266-5283. How about Senator Mark Kirk? Wow, Republican from Illinois. What happened here? He's supporting gay marriage now? What happened?
Well, he is. You know, he had a big stroke. He was really, everybody thought he'd never return to work. He came back to work, and he said as he came up the Senate steps, he realized that people deserve to have happiness, and the government shouldn't tell them what to do. And so he's voting for gay marriage.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's quite astounding.
Yeah, that is astounding. There was a story about he didn't even know who Jennifer Aniston was, that hot actress that men just fall all over. You know who she is, the blonde. And she sent him a picture of saying, you know, get better or congratulations, you're back or something like that. And he didn't know who she was. I love that.
He's a very down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not reading People magazines. So
exactly.
Hey, one last one. This is a big deal. Brain research, 100 million. Alzheimer's is killing this nation. And there was a report out from the Alzheimer's Association about how much is it going to cost the United States over 40 years?
$20 trillion by the year 2050.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, honestly, 100 million is a drop in the bucket. They ought to put a few billion in.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. Hey, by the way, you always are up on this kind of stuff. Somebody told me when I was over in Europe that curry is what you need to take to help with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, because in India they don't have Alzheimer's. They don't even know what it is.
Well, of course, their span of life isn't that long, but there is curry. There's saffron also. Both of those are very helpful.
Saffron. All right, I'm running out now.
Talk to me. I have a little brain cocktail I take.
I love that. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coming up the rest of this hour here in America Tonight, boy, mayhem when it comes to two prosecutors being murdered and a wife along with that and a pizza man. Huge story and a lot of controversy surrounds it because it looks like a clerical error might have led to the deaths of these people. I'll explain. It had to do with the sentencing thing, and there are a lot of theories, of course, still floating around out there. Also, the fact that in Justice for All, from the crazy, crazy, how is it that law enforcement is being gunned down the way they are in Texas, to something in a civil court, a Chicago company, and a social media quandary, Timelines, now saying that a media company called Timelines can sue Facebook over allegations that it violated the firm's trademark on the word timeline. Ooh, can you imagine? That is a huge aspect of that, of what that company does on Facebook. They talk about timelines all the time. So if it gets shut down, where does that leave Facebook? Yeah. So the scales of justice, civilly and, of course, more importantly, in the horrific, horrific story that's going on in Texas. And an Exxon spill there's an investigation in Arkansas into an Exxon oil spill, but some say this will lead to some fuel to the fire for people who are against the Keystone pipeline. And what this is about is a pipeline rupture that spilled thousands of barrels of crude oil into a housing development last week, just when the forecast for rain was expected, which makes it really hard to clean up if you think about rain mixed with oil. So the Arkansas Attorney General asked Exxon to preserve all the documents and all the information related to the spill that happened just heading into the weekend at a site about 20 miles northeast of Little Rock. As I said, this will give fuel to the people who don't like the idea of a Keystone XL pipeline that would carry Canadian crude to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Environmentalists say this is exactly why you don't want those pipelines. Hang with us. We've just scratched the surface. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE Smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. 'Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you.
America Tonight. Remember, you can always hit us up through the miracle of the Wild West, better known as the Internet, americatonight.net. Hook up Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff if you go to americatonight.net. We couldn't get .com because they would hold it hostage for thousands and thousands of dollars, much like this whole timeline suit might be with Facebook. So we got a .net. I like to think, if you leap, the net will find you. So americatonight.net is easy to remember. Or if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any and all of it that we're chewing on during this show, feel free. I don't care if you're right of right, left of left. It's about the conversation. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You know, it's interesting. We kind of tossed around a few different things with Ellen Ratner from D.C. at the top, and one of the things that came up, well, I asked her, was about Hillary Clinton, because so many people are speculating about 2016. For goodness sake, we're not even into 2014 yet. And the speculation is pretty high that she'll, again, try to grab the nod for the nomination on the Democratic side. Can you imagine? Maybe she does end up getting the nomination, and does run. Could, you know, Clinton or Bush, will we put another Clinton in the White House? Will we put another Bush in the White House? Because also the speculation is heavy about Jeb Bush. And I hear from some pretty good sources who know Jeb that he is really entertaining that. Whether he will go on Morning Joe or some other shows and say, oh, you know, people always talk about that. I heard he really, really wants it. So can you imagine if the two ended up in the mix? I don't think that happens on the Republican side because there are too many other people that I think would leapfrog in front of Jeb Bush. But it wouldn't it be wild to see Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush? Then I say to myself, this is the candidates we have in this country. I mean, we constantly go back. That's why we have the nepotism thing and the family lineage. We constantly go back into the same wishing well. That doesn't make any sense to me. There certainly are other people on the bench. All right, I threw this up at the beginning, and we got to flesh this out a little bit more because I think this is the story. This is shocking. I don't care where you live, what you're doing right now. Pay attention to this story for a second. You got three people, actually more than that, on a hit list, it appears to be, because of, check this out, there is an ankle bracelet monitoring a parolee, Evan Ebel is his name, and it stopped working 3 days before he supposedly murdered a Denver pizza delivery man, and 5 days before the Colorado prison's chief, Tom Clements, was gunned down at the front door of his house. Ebel died in a shootout with the Texas cops, and he's suspected of carrying out both of those murders, right? So the revelation about the failure of the bracelet came a day after the prison admitted that he was inadvertently released from prison 4 years early. So he murders a pizza guy, murders the prison chief, and he shouldn't have been released. There was a mistake with his release. The bracelet stopped working, but they didn't know that he went to, that a parole officer went to his home to try to locate him. And from the day he was released, January 28th, 2013, this year, until March 14th, he checked in with the correction people by phone. Is that allowed? Checking in by phone? So then there was a tamper alert, finally, and he didn't return any messages. And then they found the Domino Pizza guy murdered. And how awful is that for his family? I guess he had a little kid, little children, one that was four. So now they're working on this whole thing and trying to connect the murders as to what happened, that this was simply a clerical error, that it shouldn't have been, that he shouldn't have been out anyway. And how does that help those two families? How do you do that? How do they do that? I mean, listen, nothing's foolproof, but in a prison release, wouldn't you triple check that over and over again? I can't imagine how the widow of the pizza guy feels. A dangerous criminal's ankle monitor has malfunctioned, been messed up, tampered with. Don't they follow up immediately? I mean, isn't the state now in trouble, liable, whatever you want to call it, for waiting to follow up on this? I mean, really? Are you kidding? What is the priorities? What are the priorities in Colorado? And then, so he's cut loose and the psychopath is out there on a wild rampage. On a wild rampage. And yet all those days in between. Boy, I hope they go after. I hope the families go after Colorado for everything they can get. I mean, this is, the judicial system is in a world of hurt if this is what we have going on. All these things that led to the murders, shining the light on what the problem is. I mean, think of the families. This is a travesty of justice. Travesty. And this is one that's created if people would just do their jobs. This is wrong. Somebody did not do their job. Somebody has to be held accountable for this. I mean, this is outrageous. I couldn't believe it when I heard all these details. I could not believe it. And then there's this other crazy cockamamie story, because it really is. I'm not even doing it justice. But the fact that you have an assistant district attorney murdered, then you have a district attorney and his wife murdered, shot 20 times. 20 times. And now they're talking about the Aryan Brotherhood mixed up in this whole thing. And they've even said that there was a county judge that was questioned by agents after the district attorney and his wife were found dead, but he didn't have anything to do with it. And they're just talking to everyone and anyone. And part of the reason is because they're worried about a high-profile murder. And there's been death threats leveled at the office for a couple of months. So how is that then, when they had protection, how does somebody get in the house and shoot them? Shoot them 20 times. Somebody slipped up here. You have protection, and then the protection is suddenly gone. And then the second poof, they're gone. You have a district attorney and an assistant district attorney taken out in a city outside of 20 miles outside of our fifth biggest city in the United States. The murders of these prosecutors. Wow. Crazy. The ankle bracelet, the failure in the other one, and who knows, ultimately the responsibility for killing the DAs. But you got to think, you knock down two people in law enforcement, that's two people too many. And, you know, there's something more than a coincidence in all of this. And you have to think that they're going to be, they meaning anybody wearing a uniform, is going to be hot to try to knock down, track down, do whatever they can to put these pieces together. Because if nothing else, it's just so bloody sad. It's so awful. As I said, it's the families you really feel for in this story. Because the families, you know, that's being told that, you know, like in the case of in Colorado, the ankle bracelet was off for days. We knew something was wrong, but nobody did anything. And because nobody did anything until it was too late. And so then, therefore, you have two other people dead as a result of that. Crazy. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to mix in a little sports shorts, including an almost perfect game already. Just a couple of days into the new season. We'll tell you about that on the flip side.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In 1965, there was a sign. Come in, Susan. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Here comes Darvish pitch. Swung on, ground ball through Darvish. Legs up the middle. Base hit. Marwin Gonzalez has ruined the no-hitter, the perfect game. Darvish has a smile on his face, and I believe that the vast majority of the people in this crowd cannot believe it.
Ah, you Darvish, flirting with the perfect. Oh, yeah, no, no, no. Say it ain't so. He had to put the glove down, and he didn't do it, and the ball trickles into center field. You heard the call right there from the Rangers, Eric Nadell. 7-0, the Rangers crushed the Astros, but so close to that perfect game. I mean, can you get any closer within a hair's breadth? It's too bad that he lost out, but he did. Two outs in the ninth. It's like you don't get any closer than that. He struck out 14. He was just in complete control. And then when Marwin Gonzalez grounded, it was just a clean single right through his legs. You know, that, as it skittered into center field, Elvis Andrus, the shortstop, was desperately trying to do what he could do, but there's just no way. And Darvish was really the one who had the clean shot there, but that didn't happen, and the crowd was a Houston crowd, but it's in Texas. It's, you know, 7 hours away, so there were Ranger fans that relocated or were there or whatnot, so there were certainly some cheers, and I don't know, maybe in the beginning of the season, you appreciate looking at something like that when you're a fan, and, you know, there's going to be some applause for that in Minute Maid Park. And it's interesting, too, because the current team CEO, Nolan Ryan, who is 50-50 for not being with this team. There's some problems there. But he had 14 in July of 91 against the Angels. So it was a record and the most by a Rangers pitcher since the Hall of Famer Ryan had done 14 back in the early 90s. And you think of this Japanese sensation, the Rangers paid more than $107 million to get Darvish. There were some other teams interested in him for five seasons. And he had a great outing, without a doubt. Second full day in the major leagues. And baseball is rolling, folks, for this to happen. Matt, you were getting tweets from your friends, so then you started to watch the tail end of this. Isn't that crazy? He was just right there on the door of history. It wasn't that hard. Why didn't he put his glove down?
It was a hot shot up the middle, but at the same time, you got to think.
Boom!
Even if he just gets a glove on it.
He stops it.
He stops it. Nine times out of ten, it's going to be an out. And even if he doesn't, if he gets his glove on it, they're going to give him error. And then he can continue on, get the next batter out, and still have the perfect game.
Yep. Didn't happen. So it still was interesting to watch. And what's interesting, too, is you see the haves and the have-nots in baseball because the Rangers have a pretty healthy payroll. And then you have the Astros that they have the major league low payroll of under $22 million. Wow, that's unheard of. That's like a souped-up California peewee team, $22 million. But they're not paying the players. And then you have the example of the Rangers, and you have the example of the New York Yankees. All right, we also have buckets of tears for the bracket busters. That's a tongue twister, huh? Wichita State, Louisville, they're playing against each other, obviously, Saturday. Syracuse, Michigan, and then who is going to be there for the final game on Monday? Our own Matt Johnson actually has a bracket alive. Woohoo! I can't believe it, Matt, because hardly anybody has a live bracket. I mean, I shouldn't say anybody, because in a lot of pools, somebody had Michigan or Louisville, but a lot of people didn't go in that direction. I think that... Boy, your selection was pretty good because you have a good chance to win maybe at least one of your pools.
Yeah, I did pretty well in the early rounds of most of my brackets, and then I did did three different brackets and made them a little different on each of them, and ended up with Michigan. I just liking the guard play of Michigan with Hardaway and Burke, and they've been outplaying even what I thought they would do, but I do have them winning it all in the championship against Louisville in my best bracket so far and hoping to come away with the money.
So besides Matt, Andy Enfield ends up with the best deal of all. You saw that too, Matt, the fact that he goes from Florida Gulf Coast and, as you said, the super hot wife who got all the attention when they were playing leading up to Florida where they ended up losing in that game against Florida. But he wins big time because he trades in Fort Myers, which is a pretty beach, for Malibu and a much bigger salary in California.
And you got to think that his style of offense is definitely going to play in that, you know, that atmosphere, USC, where they've had the LA area, UCLA, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Showtime offense, and you have Dunk City, as they like to call it, coming to Lob City. So I think it'll play well. And that guy, I mean, way to play one year, one incredible year into a great contract at USC.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's it. That's your opportunity. You know, when everybody talks about their 15 minutes or when opportunity meets what ultimately is some talent and skill, he had it right there. He's getting tons of airplay, lots of people watching him. Otherwise, a lot of people wouldn't really, even in the coaching ranks, wouldn't even realize what he was doing. I think the saddest thing coming out of the tournament is Louisville's Kevin Ware, who had the worst luck with his right leg just breaking in a Joe Theismann-like manner. And, you know, here's this sophomore guard who, luckily, it looks like he's going to be okay, but he's missing all of this. You know, millions of people watch that right leg go down. He was at the Cardinals practice spot, you know, facility, whatever, in the afternoon on Tuesday, and he even went through a back door because everybody wants to follow what's happening with him. But if you at all were watching what was going on and you saw what happened to him, I mean, that was, it was so awkward. He broke his leg after he went up to block a shot, and it was the way he landed. I mean, it's devastating. You could see his teammates were in shock. They were crying because of the severity of his break. I mean, the break was unreal. I mean, it was unreal, just heartbreaking to watch that. And what are they going to do? They just have to rehab him. But, you know, the injuries, I mean, just it was just a Joe Theismann moment. If you go back and look at that footage of him from the mid-'80s on that Monday night football game, it was a career ender. And, of course, who's to say it's a career ender for him, but it, oh boy, certainly looks like it. Couldn't be more like what happened to Theismann, and that's why the comparisons to that. But he helped get his team into the position. But it has to be disappointing to have to sit and watch that from afar. At least he's out of the hospital and he's back home. But it was played over and over and over and over and over again. Since we're kicking it around and talking a little sports here, we're going to mix in a few other things. See, that's America Tonight, like a box of Cracker Jacks. You never know what you're going to get. You never know. As all of this talk about brackets, because people who don't even care about, who have, you know, no feeling whatsoever about college hoops are suddenly big fans because they're watching teams they never heard of because they have a bracket. So they're paying attention to the bracket more than anything else. While that is happening, football, as we know, is number one in this country. And here in America Tonight, we know that because when we do a nail the score in football, no matter what, rain, shine, natural disaster, people call in to be a part of the game and try to guess whatever the game of the week is, what the score's going to be. Well, the next football that's going to be talked about is the NFL draft. 22 days from now is the draft. And if you have a favorite team, that's when you're paying attention to something like that because you want to see with the picks, especially if your team has a couple of big picks in the beginning, you're going to wait and see who are the top crops and who, you know, in certainly in college football and who your team might pick. The scouting's going on, and the one I want to know about is what's going to have to happen to Manti Te'o, who is a decent player. Does he, with the whole fake girlfriend thing and all that stuff, does the saga soap opera outside of that affect his pick in the draft, or does he still go a little bit higher? He's forecasted to be picked 21 through maybe 26, but maybe even lower than that, depending on a couple of things that might happen with some teams earlier on. Because, you know, that's what happens. There's the wheeling dealing thing during the draft where picks right before the draft, all that stuff, where picks are given up for the acquisition of a player. So sometimes in the individual war rooms, you really never know what's going to happen. And I have a feeling it could be that kind of draft. At least to watch the first couple hours could be interesting. 22 days from now. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, some loose talk.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Only thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain. I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
This hour of America Tonight. At the top, we mentioned immigration reform, and Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, keeps pushing the agenda, saying, you know, this is the timing right for a comprehensive plan here for immigration reform. And, you know, my feeling is that we had laws on the books and they weren't enforced, but it doesn't matter. You can't go back in time. So if we move forward and we look in front instead of behind, what is it that needs to happen? There still needs to be more enforcement for people who are working under the radar, where the boss is getting the benefits because of the cheap labor. Oh, yes, it still exists in meatpacking plants, in a lot of the areas where you have ag. There are many jobs that we know that aren't necessarily the obvious ones, too, by the way, where the advantages ding to the employee, to the employer, and then this is why we are stuck in the situation. So here's the thing. Really, is 2013 the best chance at this? Are you really going to have a path that includes paying a fine and back taxes and learning English? So look around, and I'm being very honest about this. I'm very sincere about this, I guess I should say. I know, because I am right there in the belly of the beast in our satellite facility where there are lots and lots of illegals in Texas, which is a border state to Mexico. So here's the thing. Do I think that there's some people that would love to have that opportunity? Absolutely. Do I think that there are predator types that could care less about that opportunity? Of course. But regardless of that, how many people in the situation will pay some huge fine, pay back taxes, which good luck figuring that out. I guess we'll hire more IRS people. The IRS people, the 5,000 to go chase the people who decide they're opting out of not getting insurance. And then the new IRS people that can run around and figure out what the back taxes are. And then who decides on the English? So how many people that are in the country in an area where they can comfortably speak their native language and they're not forced to speak English, how are you enforcing the whole English thing, the back taxes and the paying of the fine? I'm not being cynical. I'm just being realistic. How does this happen? But he believes that absolutely there are a lot of Hispanic people that in the country who fall into that situation who would love to have the opportunity, and they keep sticking with, and this is Graham's part of the Gang of Eight, and they're trying to draft some kind of immigration legislation, that there's 11 million immigrants that are in the country illegally that would love to have the pathway to citizenship. And again, I say that there are some that probably would, sure, grab at the chance to be able to do that. But I'm going to tell you that there are also a lot of people that fall into that category that want nothing to do with it. They want things to stay the way they are. They don't want to come out of the shadows. They don't want to have to come up with the money, because so often we're talking about families that are crammed in one house. They're crammed in one house, in and out. Who knows who's in and out? And that's what, you know, ultimately the scoop is. So then there's Senator Jeff Flake, who calls for a guest worker program, saying that this is a critical area to improving border control. And if we could do this, if we have this guest worker plan and have our labor needs met and all that stuff, it would take the pressure off the border areas where workers come across illegally in these attempts to try to find, you know, seasonal work. And this, he is also a member of this group of eight trying to come up with this bill, and saying that about 40% of the people in the country illegally never snuck across the border. They came legally and never left. What? They came legally and never left. So growing up on a cattle ranch, he has a different perspective. He says he never looked at workers on his family's ranch who were in the U.S. illegally as a criminal class. So this is the thing. Are the people who jumped ahead in line, I mean, I guess that's a fair question. Are they criminals? Are they people who really are Americans? They just got here illegally, and we need to embrace that. And, you know, come on, let's get with this. Let's come up with the yellow brick road. Let's come up with the pathway to citizenship. Or are we just asking for more problems? And then I come back to the people who have hired attorneys who are really desperately trying to come to the United States. Do they also get offered that deal? Okay, so you're waiting, you're screwed up in this drama of can you get here? Can you find a way to legally get here after you pay some attorney XYZ and get this better life that all these people who are undocumented are getting? Jack from Down Under says the guest worker idea will only encourage more people to come illegally. We are rewarding criminal behavior but penalizing those who want to come the right way. And I agree with him. I keep coming back to those people, and maybe part of it is because, you know, I've met a lot of people in that situation, good people, that would really honestly give their front teeth to come to the United States. So this is what we do. We reward the cutters. Let's help out the cutters. And then the other people who've already spent a ton of dough in trying to do whatever they can to get here, you know, it doesn't really work that way, right? And think of any of us trying to do that. Let me tell you, test out the waters in, I'll just even say, friendly allied countries. Italy? How about England? How about Ireland? You better be really under the wire. And I know there's a big difference between America and some of these other countries I mentioned, but you're not hiding out. I mean, they're going to get you, and they're going to boot you. It's simple. It's catch, and you're gone. That's it. And so here we are in this situation, draining still so many of our resources. So, yes, there has to be, you have to come up with a solution, because we can't bury our head in the sand, but a pathway to citizenship for the people who came in illegally and have been living off the fat of the land in the U.S., you know, and a guest worker plan. And then here we go again. What Flake says is that takes into account our labor needs. Is that more bluster and myth? Or no, is it true? Is it, you know what, it's the lazy American. If you did not have the people from Mexico coming up, or the people from wherever, Central America, South America, coming in through Mexico, if they weren't doing the jobs that none of the Americans would do, like fast food jobs or maid kind of jobs or any of the jobs that people who don't speak English are currently involved in, that we just won't do, the lazy American. Now, even I can think of the comedian, I can see him right now, but I can't think of his name. He has a great routine about that, about the, you know, the you need us, he's Hispanic, you need us because if not, really, are the white people lining up for the jobs in the field to pick the strawberries and the crops? How did all this stuff happen before when there wasn't the influx of so many people from Mexico? If they implement the plan, if they were to really come up with legislation and they implemented this plan like the Affordable Health Care Plan, the way that they rolled that out, what a disaster it would be. I mean, would people be lining up to put their silver on the table and say, here's what I am paying back, here are my taxes? I just don't see how it works the way they're proposing it. I don't know. Call me unsympathetic. If you have a better idea, I want to hear it. AmericaTonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.